buy the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart now and play golf for only $15 at the Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Play golf for only $15 every Tuesday at any time. And this special rate is good now through March 29th next year. Or you can play golf for $15 every day at Chalk Mountain after 12 noon. Your $125 SLO County Golf Cart gets you a $15 round of golf every day after 1 p.m. at the Morro Bay Golf Course. And the $15 rate is also honored every day between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. at Dairy Creek. And all these $15 rates are effective now through March 29th, 2025. But there's more. This card also gives you a free round of golf at Morro Bay, Chalk Mountain, and Dairy Creek, and even a free hour at Swing Time. You can celebrate your special day with a free round of golf on your birthday. Purchase the 2025 SLO County Golf Card at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, October 14th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
An Atascadero man sentenced to prison for child sex crimes. I'll have details on that and more coming up. Mostly sunny skies ahead with highs in the mid-80s. It's 58 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chad Stevens.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. The San Luis Obispo County DA's office announced that 23-year-old Tanner Fite of Atascadero has been sentenced to 5 years in state prison for child sex crimes. The DA's office release says the crimes occurred when the victim was only 11 years old and Fite was babysitting the victim at the time. The DA's office says they'd fought for the maximum sentence of 14 years, but Judge Jesse J. Marino sentenced Fite to serve a low term of only 5 years. The sentence was mitigated due to Fite's lack of a criminal history and because he was under the age of 26 when he committed the crimes. The Templeton Community Services District will be meeting tomorrow, Tuesday, October 15th, for its regular board meeting. The board will hold a public hearing for increasing its development impact fees effective January 1st of 2025. The board typically has approved adjustments to these fees each year since 2019. The board last updated its fees in September of 2023, updating the fire development impact fee. With the information collected, the CSD is considering an increase to water, wastewater, fire, and parks and recreation development fees by 1%. You can attend the meeting at 7 p.m. in person or through Zoom online. Today is Columbus Day and Indigenous American Peoples Day. We'll have more on that coming up next. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Need a home upgrade on a budget? We've got you covered at every price point. Don't miss our outlet and clearance section at all three locations. Stocked with appliances marked way down, up to 50% off select products, and special financing options like 0% down for 18 months on many items. Upgrading doesn't have to break the bank, and we have the deals to prove it. Idler's Home. It's how we say value. Shop idlershome.com or at any of our locations today.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. Today is Columbus Day, recognized as Indigenous Peoples Day in California. Indigenous Peoples Day celebrates and honors Indigenous American peoples and commemorates their histories and cultures. The Columbus Day holiday commemorates the anniversary of Christopher Columbus's arrival in the Americas. The holiday was signed into law by President Lyndon Johnson in 1968. In observance of the holiday, government facilities, post offices, schools, and most banks will be closed. As the state of California does not observe the Columbus Day holiday, some state or local facilities will be open. City facilities in Paso Robles will be closed in observance of the day, and some businesses may have varying hours as well. On Tuesday of last week, the Paso Robles Planning Commission approved an amendment to the second half of the Union Road Fire Station. The fire station officially opened late last year, with Phase 2 intended to be a police yard, then changed to a corporation yard. However, in August of this year, an amendment to the site's plan was approved to construct a 3,600-square-foot training building and a 43-foot-tall training structure. Currently, there are no training facilities for Paso Robles Emergency Services. All training must be done in Monterey or in Lompoc. The training tower will be made from industrial C-train containers intended to be damaged and replaced during live training exercises. The Planning Commission approved the construction of these two buildings, which will cost around $5 million. Construction is expected to be completed by the end of 2027. Didis Esperanza, Capital Projects Engineer for the City of Paso Robles, has a road construction update for us. Didis?
As people may have noticed, the sewer project on Creston Road, the sewer face, that's a 20-foot deep sewer, which has been a challenge to the contractor as well as to the community, as they have had to maneuver through those construction zones in a congested manner. But they finally finished that and paved it back. So we're back to two-way traffic, and there's a little bit respite because there's not much traffic congestion at this time. But caution you that there will still be some projects, some phases going on in the next few weeks, although probably not as crazy as the 20-foot deep sewer. So the next phase I'm excited to tell is the installation of a traffic signal at Walnut and Bolin. I think people have been waiting to have a traffic signal installed there, so the contractor will begin the underground conduits for the eventual installation of the traffic signal. So that's the next phase of work. It won't be quite as challenging as far as traffic control as it was with the sewer, but nonetheless, please still pay attention and drive slowly through there as there'll be construction equipment going on at Walnut and Bolin on Creston Road. After they're done there, then they'll move on to Orchard, Ivy, and Trigo, where we're putting a pedestrian push button, traffic pedestrian lights to allow safe crossing at those locations for the students along Creston Road. So it's a little bit of respite for traffic control from the challenging sewer project, but still, nonetheless, there's still traffic control that's ongoing for the next phase of project. That's it for now, and thank you.
That's Didis Esperanza from the City of Paso Robles. Thank you, Didis. In high school football scores, the Paso Robles Bearcats lost their homecoming game on Friday to St. Joseph 26-7. The Templeton Eagles held off a late push by Morro Bay, beating the Pirates 41-30. The Atascadero Greyhounds won another close game, beating Pioneer Valley 28-21. Elsewhere, around the Central Coast. San Luis Obispo Tigers beat Rigetti 17-7. The Arroyo Grande Eagles over Lompoc 17-14. And Carruthers beat Mission Prep 34-14. The city of Paso Robles announced they'll be transitioning the lighting in the downtown city park to holiday lighting. The transition will begin October 24th. The city says as they work toward the transition, there will be no special park lighting until November 29th, the annual lighting of the town. The Paso Robles Police and Fire Department will be hosting an open house on Wednesday from 4:30 to 6:30 at the Public Safety Center at 900 Park Street. The event will include a display of police vehicles and fire engines, drone and motorcycle demonstrations, an extraction demonstration, and opportunities for community members to meet the staff of each department. Staff will also be providing tours to allow a behind-the-scenes look at each department. The open house was previously scheduled for October 2nd, but was delayed due to the heat wave. Once again, that will be tomorrow at the Public Safety Center from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at 900 Park Street. The League of Women Voters of San Luis Obispo County, in partnership with the American Association of University Women, will be holding a forum for Paso Robles School Board candidates. The forum will take place in the school district's boardroom at 800 Niblick Road from 7 to 8:30 p.m. this evening. The forum will also be live streamed on the school district's YouTube channel for those who cannot attend in person. The public will be given the opportunity to learn about the candidates and their views on issues affecting the community. Attendees are encouraged to submit questions relevant to all candidates at the forum. KPRL Local News has been brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. California News is next. It's 6:17.
California headline news, a 49-year-old Las Vegas man arrested outside former President Trump's rally in Coachella over the weekend. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco says Vim Miller was booked on suspicion of possessing a loaded firearm and possessing a high-capacity magazine.
The deputy eventually found multiple passports with multiple names, multiple driver's license with different names. The vehicle was unregistered.
Sheriff saying Miller was released on $5,000 bail and never made it inside the rally. Scary scene during Sunday's Fleet Week celebrations in San Francisco. A woman and a child taken to the hospital after a parachutist came down in the crowd.
I thought he was about to hit the stoplight all the way to the concrete zone, but I'm glad he made it to the grass area.
Parachutist unhurt. Navy officials say they'll be reviewing the incident. A final vote coming today on California's plan to stop soaring gas prices. Senate advancing Governor Newsom's special session proposal last week. He wants refineries to keep a certain amount of fuel on hand to avoid shortages. Jeff Scott, California News. California headline news. Four suspects from Southern California, each facing 13 felony charges in connection with a $100 million workers' comp insurance fraud scheme. The Orange County DA's office saying three of the suspects ran a management company called Southern California Injured Workers, billing nearly $100 million in fraudulent fees. The company offering medical management services, including marketing, billing, and collections. A fourth suspect is a neurosurgeon from San Diego who allegedly helped them create the group. California News, I'm Jeff Scott. Southern California Injured Workers.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Barry from Cambria says, quote, Bill's presentation was great. He displayed an admirable depth of technical understanding of the system he was presenting. It was a pleasant experience. Thank you, Barry, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 47 years of admirable displays of technical understanding. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, it's time to schedule your solar panel cleaning. Spring and summer are maximum solar energy production seasons. Dirty panels can decrease production by 20% or more. Make sure your panels produce the most energy and save you the most money. Visit solarponics.com to get your solar panel cleaning quote. While you're at it, ask us about battery backup and storage. Get more out of your solar energy system. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:20. It's time for Food and Farm News, brought to you by attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. The Voice of California Agriculture podcast, produced by the California Farm Bureau, discusses the organization's 2024 general election voter guide with Stephen Fenaroli, policy advocate at the Farm Bureau. Fenaroli speaks about the Farm Bureau's positions on ballot propositions that would impact the state's minimum wage, rent control policy, sentencing criteria for drug and theft crimes, and other issues. The episode also covers the U.S. agricultural trade deficit, the probationary status of the Tulare Lake Subbasin under California's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, and the potential impacts on agriculture of a major East Coast port strike like the one that was suspended recently. That's the Voice of California Agriculture podcast. Food and Farm News was brought to you by attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation. Estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic on KPRL is brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. And good news, the California Highway Patrol reports that highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this morning, with no reports of accidents or other traffic hazards within the past half hour. We do want to caution you, there are some areas of low clouds and fog this morning. Should burn off by late morning, but be careful out there because the fog decreases visibility. Traffic has been brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. KPRL weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Today, areas of fog this morning becoming mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s, winds from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with lows in the low 50s, winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the mid-80s and winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Our extended forecast, partly cloudy and cooler on Wednesday with highs in the low 80s, Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny with highs in the mid to upper 80s for your weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Sunny with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. It is 58 degrees. KPRL weather has been brought to you by Davis Body Shop with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. That's the news. I'm Chad Stevens. KPRL News Time is 6:23.
Can a man get pregnant?
Yes, a man, if their gender identity is male, they can get pregnant.
You have just heard a discussion that took place at the Atascadero School Board meeting on September the 17th. It was number 11.4 on the agenda. Hi, I'm Jody Taylor.
And I'm Joey Arnold.
And we are both running for seats on the Atascadero School Board.
According to the 2023 U.S. News and World Report, at the Atascadero Middle School, only 54% of students tested at or above proficient level in reading, and only 33% in math.
And at the high school, there was only 50% proficiency in reading and 20% in math.
We believe that the school board meeting should focus on curriculums that will improve academic achievement at our schools.
Please vote for Jody Taylor
and Joey Arnold
for the Atascadero School Board on or before November 5th. Paid for by Joey Arnold and Jody Taylor for the 2024 Atascadero School Board.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The stock markets are open today. Bond markets are closed. Brent crude, the global benchmark for oil, has slipped below $78 a barrel. Traders are anticipating weaker demand for oil in China after a weekend announcement by authorities in China failed to provide details on a stimulus plan. Also, import and export figures for China came in weaker than anticipated, and OPEC has trimmed its outlook for growth in oil demand into next year. Boeing shares are down 2% after Boeing revealed plans to cut approximately 17,000 jobs. Though the machinist strike drags on at Boeing, CEO Kelly Ortberg says Boeing is making changes to put the company on a more secure footing after the strike. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
Hey, Donald Trump Jr. here. Central banks are buying gold at record amounts, and the trend is accelerating in 2024. They see the writing on the wall. The dollar is failing. Is gold the answer for you too? To find out, Get a free info kit from Birch Gold Group by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold, the only gold company I trust right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hello, this is Michael Rivera. I'm running for Paso Robles City Council against an incumbent who has tripled our city's debt. And guess what? Our roads are still a mess. Thanks to my opponent, the city of Paso Robles is $123 million in debt with interest payments of $6.4 million per year. Where did the $123 million go? It didn't fix our roads. If you want fiscal responsibility, please vote for me in District 3. I'm Michael Rivera. Thank you for listening.
Paid for by committee to elect Michael Rivera for City Council.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com. Orchard and Vineyard Supply wishes you a prosperous harvest. No matter what crop or season you're in, Orchard and Vineyard Supply on Marquita Avenue has all the planting, trellis, crop protection, and harvest supplies you need all year round. Visit Orchard and Vineyard Supply at 77 Marquita Avenue or call 805-434-9488 for quotes. That's 805-434-9488.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Hold on. Well, that's the way to start a day. Kevin at KPRL.com, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. And Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort. That way, it's Lemoore. Outstanding gas prices. Here we go. I think we got it. Yep. Clear the throat before you turn on a microphone. They told us many years ago.
Well, I woke up this morning and I was feeling fine. But with my first cup of coffee came the last thing on my mind.
KPRL.
It hung around uninvited the whole day through. They didn't care that I'd been trying to keep from missing
KPRL.
That's the thing about
the Morning Exchange.
Well, I think the parade's still going on. Chad and I took a break from announcing to come in here and do the show. Went through about 115 entries.
Yeah, give or take. I think I would like to know what the Guinness World Record is for antique implements in one parade. I think we have it.
It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. You know, good thing it wasn't hot. Very nice day.
It was great weather.
Yeah, and the as always, it's just it's a blast.
But I have to tell you, I went to the Carnegie Library and Museum. They discovered a film from a lot of the Pioneer Day parades, including the very first one in 1931. Had some sound with it, and you know, as it got into the later 1938, they had some color videos of it. But the people in the parade back then looked a lot happier than the people that were in the parade this year. I mean, they were just having a great time. So if you get a chance to check out the footage at the Carnegie Library, it's worth the effort.
I'm sure the people back then got warmed up a little bit earlier than they do now. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man.
Good
Bronco
morning.
Boy.
Yes, sir.
I just dropped in to say hello.
Okay, thank you, and condolences
and
to both of us.
What you're doing up at this hour.
You know what? Heaven only knows.
Have you lost your mind?
A long time ago.
Well, I didn't go down to the parade this year. I wasn't invited to be in it or asked to drive someone, so I wasn't there. But I understand it was quite something.
That's a perfect way to describe it.
Yes.
It was quite something.
Yes, and boy, it must have been well attended because the traffic around, you know, going through town was drastically affected when it was over.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of it.
Yes, there was.
A lot of traffic, you know, going back home. They were going back home, of course. But nonetheless, another successful Pioneer Day, and although it may have been lengthy, we're still having it. There are people who would like to do away with it. But it's still here. And it's good that it is because we're celebrating tradition.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm looking for that one tradition before I croak. Of the Kings of Cool, but so far I haven't been able to find it anywhere.
No updates on that as of yet.
No. Okay. Well, I have none to offer you, so I'll carry on with my day, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Always great to hear from you, Cody.
And you. Bye for now.
Bye.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning from Wyoming.
You probably didn't attend
a
Pioneer Day.
Oh. An update on that fire. It has now burnt 88,000 acres. It spread again last night about 3,000 acres because of the wind. And it has traveled probably 30 miles along the foothills of the Bighorns. And for those that are familiar with the areas, this just about half an hour ago, they gave an alert on TV that mandatory evacuation for the red grade road area. And there's up in there, there's lots of personal cabins and stuff like that. But nobody's been injured, so that's wonderful. They have, I think, 3 bombers, and they've got about 6 helicopters flying.
For 88,000 acres.
88,000 acres it has burned. Mm. My daughter and her husband got to put all their stuff back in their house. Their area is safe. They were about 4 miles from where it started.
That's too close for comfort.
I know it. I know it. It's just so scary, and it is so smoky. And in the morning, and it's, thank goodness we're getting freezing temperatures, almost freezing. All the roofs around me yesterday morning and this morning are white. It's 34 degrees this morning, and it's 22 on my patio.
Are you getting a lot of...
But 34 is what I'm seeing on my phone.
Are you getting a lot
what?
Of... Are you getting a lot of soot in your area?
We haven't had, because luckily the wind has been in directions that haven't hit our area. One morning I went out to take out my trash cans, and all this stuff was in my driveway, and I thought, oh my God, what's happening? And then I realized that it was stuff from the fire. But I only had that one morning.
Oh, well.
And it's been burning like 2.5 weeks, and it's about 28% contained, I think they said yesterday. So they just can't gain on it. And when they get, of course, when they get to a housing tract out in the country or or like our water, main water system is on the edge of out on the edge of Sheridan. They had to try to save that, you know, because that's our water. So they spent a lot of time removing lots of trees and lots of debris and stuff to protect that. And then they put some kind of a wrap or something on some of the buildings and things like that. But they've lost two homes.
Well, two is too many, but considering the size of it, and, you know, you said it's 2 weeks, 88,000 acres, that's good, and nobody has been injured. So let's hope they continue and they get a better handle on it. I mean, it's tough to get a handle on something that large and in that kind of terrain. So,
And what's so sad, Kevin, is that the Atascadero Fire Department, the Sheridan Fire Department is a Sheridan Fire Department. These other little towns, it's all volunteer. Mm-hmm. So like all these ranchers, because there's ranchers up the Gazoo in the foothills with all their cattle and everything.
Yeah.
And so ranchers have come from near and far to help get cattle and stuff out, mm-hmm. and help people get out.
Yep.
Well, so it's really been wonderful.
Neighbors helping neighbors. Well, thank you for the update.
Yep.
I'm glad you're doing okay, and we've got some other calls, Carol.
Yes. I just thought there's people there that probably know these areas, and I thought they might be interested.
Okay, well, I appreciate it.
Take care.
All right, you too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Wasn't too long ago, folks. If you remember, we had volunteer fire department here in Paso Robles. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. It was so great to see you guys out there at the parade on Saturday. I was just hoping everybody stayed safe. We witnessed a lady fall off the back of a golf cart over by the donut shop that morning. And, man, it was a scary fall. They kind of floored it, and she just hit the ground right off the back of the golf cart. But
was that the beginning of the parade?
Yeah, before the parade even started, I'd say probably 8:30-ish maybe. They had a racer or a regular golf cart, and the driver kind of floored it. She just went flying off the back of it right onto her back, and we went over to see if she was okay, and she was just kind of laying there. So we didn't, there was, you know, more people around, but yeah, no, I mean, it's always my favorite event of the year, you know, from the smell of the diesel and the old tractors to the bean feed to just seeing everybody's small town pride. It was an amazing day for sure.
You know, it's nice to see the youngsters on the machines.
Yeah.
Right. And it's neat, the intergenerational knowledge. Some of our longtime church family is the Steinbecks, and they, their grandson is now helping run it. And it's just so neat to see, you know, the grandparents teaching the kids, you know, this is how you run the tractor. This is how, you know, this is how it's done. And it's just, it's that old time knowledge, you know, being passed down. It's precious.
That it is, and that's like I said, it's fun. It's fun to see. It puts a nice smile on your face.
It makes you really proud to be a Paso Roblin.
There you go.
Well, we've been doing it 94 years, so keep on going.
Yeah, for sure. Good to see you, Mr. Stevens, and come back to the morning show once in a while. You know, does Kevin have to bribe you with donuts?
No, but thank you for the donuts, by the way.
You bet. Yep. Good to see you both.
All right, Kelsey.
Bye.
Bye.
You got donuts during the parade?
No, I got donuts just before the parade.
How do you rank?
I'm Chad Stevens. No.
I'm sorry. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Because.
I mean, we didn't even get a chair and table.
No, I got it because I am shameless. I saw the pink box walking by and said, hey. We'll be happy to take a couple of those off your hands. And Kelsey was kind enough to. So, you know, if you're just blatantly begging, usually it works.
So you were a sleaze bag.
Obviously.
Okay. Man's got to do what a man's got to do.
Exactly. You know? If you need a donut, you know. And I did.
All right, and the other part of Pioneer Day was the first annual Pioneer Games.
Oh.
And that was a hoot.
Now, you participated, right?
Sort of.
Okay.
I finished in dead last in the event that I was in.
How many contestants were in it? Just you?
It wouldn't have mattered. If I was in it by myself, I still would have come in last. It was a tire thing, and I just... you know, it's one thing to embarrass yourself on a microphone where nobody can see you, but it's even more embarrassing when you do it publicly.
Yeah, now, were these the large tractor tires? Yeah, well, no way. I'm surprised you said yes.
I was duped into it. Let's just put it that way, okay?
I didn't know what I was in for.
No, but anyway, it was so much fun watching everybody except me compete. It was a blast. They did a fantastic job with that. All right, 238-5775-238-KPRL.
That will be an annual event, right?
Games. I hope so. It's you know, they're competitive, but it's just fun to watch some of the stuff go on.
Yeah, and it was at the event center for those of you who don't know. So that's kind of a big deal too.
Yeah, it is. It was free to get in and so forth. But that was a hoot. Hi, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I was in Colorado 2 weeks ago for 10 days driving around, and I think I might have been in the neighborhood where Chad Stevens is from, and I wanted him to illuminate us on his childhood down there in southern Colorado.
Did you go by the statue of Chad?
No, I missed it. Where was that?
In my mind.
I believe it's near the police station, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah? Well, maybe Chad can tell us a little bit about where he's from, because now I'm extremely familiar with that whole southern Colorado.
Okay. Well, no, there is no statue of me, but there is a big plaque commemorating Zebulon Pike and his discovery of Pike's Peak. And I did play Zebulon Pike in a movie back in 1984, so sort of a statue to me. My uniform, I think, is in the museum, the Natural History Museum in Denver.
Wow. Well, tell us about where you're from, because I've hit all those little tiny towns.
Well,
so tell us where you're from.
I'm from Pueblo, which is the biggest little town around.
Yes, and I spent a lot of time in Colorado Springs.
Okay.
I actually have a Pueblo story, but I'll keep that to myself. Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
You tell me about where else you were. I thought you hung out in Durango.
No, I didn't hang out in Durango. I did have relatives in Durango.
Okay, that's the connection.
Yeah, no.
I knew there was something to do with Durango.
No,
all right.
Durango is way too cold for anybody, and I finally talked my relatives into coming to Pueblo. So.
Good. Pueblo. Great. Beautiful little town.
Great place to be from.
It is, indeed. Indeed. So did your family get involved in farming in that area? Because there's a lot of farming out there.
No. We were people that appreciated the farmers.
Ah, and what did your parents do for a living?
Well, my dad was a realtor.
Oh, okay.
And my mom was a stay-at-home mom for most of my childhood, yeah.
Great. Well, do you ever go back and visit your family back there?
I haven't been back since 2017, so I'm due.
Yeah, you're way overdue, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty easy trip. I took Amtrak the whole way
from
Paso Robles Station
to
Glenwood Springs.
Oh, beautiful.
And hung out there and then picked up a rental car, the rental car from hell, actually. Sorry. And Eagle took 3 buses to get there from Glenwood Springs.
Wow.
And then kind of just went to Grand Junction, and I went down to Mesa Verde National Park and, you know, Four Corners, Durango, and then Pagosa Springs, and then ultimately St. Elmo, the ghost town, which was really interesting, and, of course, Cripple Creek, and then Colorado Springs, where I actually used to live briefly. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was pretty good, and I really enjoyed the colors of the trees. It was every color imaginable, peak color.
I was going to say, perfect time to be there. And by the way, I got snowed in at Glenwood Springs back in the late 70s. So
wow.
I was very familiar with the Village Inn
pancake house there, which probably doesn't exist anymore. I don't know.
I think it still does, actually. Okay. Anyway, I'll let you go. I just thought you might want to hear about Colorado.
Yeah,
Amtrak is just fabulous, you know. The observation car is beautiful. You can see both sides the whole time, and it's kind of an all-glass thing. So, you meet the most interesting people who are on Amtrak, especially in first class. They have people from all over the world, so you get to talk about your hometown.
Wow.
Yeah, and you get to talk about everybody's hometown. It's really, really fun.
That's great. Well, I'm glad you went, and you went at the perfect time to catch all the foliage in the...
Yeah, and my girlfriend from Philadelphia that I grew up with, she met me in Glenwood Springs on the appointed day. So she left. It took her 3 days, I guess, three or three and a half, to get from Philly to Glenwood Springs. And, of course, it did not take me that long from, Paso Robles. It was great.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Thanks for sharing. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful time this morning, and I'm glad that you're there.
Thank you.
Bye.
We're glad you're here, too, Kevin, in case you were feeling left out.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I was just thinking about Adidas's report and putting the damn traffic light at Bowling.
That just is gonna. You're going to focus on that, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, Chad.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. By golly, just a couple of things before we go to break. I'm trying to. I thought I heard on KPRO last week about an earthquake safety seminar on the 15th, 17th, 22nd, and 24th. And I'm looking under the CERT basic training course, and now I know you just did the story on something going on tomorrow, I believe, at the center.
Right.
And then also the voting, why some people in Creston have to go to Atascadero. We'll get to that and a whole lot more this morning.
This KPRL News Update is brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. An Atascadero man sentenced to prison for child sex crimes, 23-year-old Tanner Fite, was sentenced to 5 years in state prison last week. Templeton CSD is considering increasing impact fees by 1%, and the League of Women Voters is holding a Paso Robles School Board Candidates Forum tonight from 7 to 8:30 at the District Boardroom at 800 Niblick Road. Weather-wise, we're looking for areas of morning fog becoming mostly sunny by this afternoon. Highs expected to be in the mid-80s. It's currently 58 degrees. This KPRL local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero, ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgages. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Police say they foiled an assassination attempt at former President Trump's rally in California Saturday night.
The vehicle had an obviously fake license plate, and that prompted further investigation from our deputy.
Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco says the suspect was arrested on illegal gun charges and released on $5,000 bail. The suspect, Van Miller, tells Fox he had no intention of killing the former president. President Biden surveying hurricane damage Sunday in Florida.
President Biden visiting Florida to survey the destruction left behind by hurricanes Milton and Helene. He is vowing full support of the federal government and announced more than $600 million for electric grid resilience projects. His visit comes as leaders are urging Congress to pass additional funding for disaster relief.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi. This is Susie Anderson. Have you heard about all the problems in Atascadero? No, you haven't. That's because things are going good and getting better every day. Keep a smooth running team in place. Vote for Seth Peek, Mark Duriz for City Council, and Charles Bourbeau for Mayor. Keep Atascadero moving forward. Keep Atascadero on the right track. Vote Peek, Duriz, and Bourbeau, paid for by Better Atascadero.
Tyndall Tile in Atascadero carries a wide variety of porcelain and ceramic tile with stock in over 80 colors of grout. They stock the industry's top performing building products, including Mapei, Custom, Dynacrete, Schluter Systems, Colorfast Caulking, Backerboard, Tools, and more. Tyndall Tile in Atascadero on El Camino Real, across from the Sunken Gardens, directly behind Marv's gas station. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30. Tyndall Tile.
10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports, brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
National League Championship Series Game 1 in L.A. last night. The Dodgers drubbed the Mets 9-0. The small ball offense making the most of 8 singles and a bases-clearing double by Mookie Betts. Jack Flaherty went 7 innings in a combo 3-hitter.
Today was a good day, and we got some work to do, regroup, clean some things up, and, you know, get on with the rest of the series.
That's 3 straight shutouts for the Dodgers, who tie the record of 33 consecutive scoreless postseason innings set in the 1966 World Series by the Orioles against L.A. Game 2 this afternoon. The American League Championship Series begins tonight in New York, the Guardians at the Yankees. NFL Week 6 in London, the Bears buried the Jaguars, 35-16, 4 TD passes for Caleb Williams. Jordan Love with 4 scoring passes, and the Packers 34-13 rout of the Cardinals. Buccaneers blew an early 17-point lead, then blew out the Saints 51-27. Baker Mayfield with 4 TD tosses.
Just for us to come in at halftime and say, if we just handle our business, we're going to be just all right. And that's what we did. And that's the type of culture we've built through and through, and just a resilient group.
Elsewhere, the Lions clobbered the Cowboys 47-9. That's the 3rd scoreigami this season. That's a final score never before seen in the NFL. Something Detroit fans did not want to see. Pass rusher Aiden Hutchinson carted off the field with a broken left leg. Ravens over the Commanders, 2 more scores for Derrick Henry. He leads the league now with 9 touchdowns. Big wins for the Falcons, Steelers, and Texans. Close calls for the Colts, Eagles, and Chargers. Sunday night, the Bengals beat the Giants. Joe Burrow had a 47-yard touchdown run. Monday night football, the Bills are at the Jets. New York under new interim coach Jeff Ulbrich. College football polls are out. Texas still on top. Oregon's win over Ohio State moves the Ducks up to 2nd. Penn State slides into 3rd. NHL wins for the Stars, Flames, Golden Knights, and Jets. All 4 teams starting the season 3-0. That's Monday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside. In just a moment, extended weather, bed alert, and trivia.
This is Andrea C. Strand, president of the Central Coast Taxpayers Association. The cost of living is too high, and Proposition 5 would make it worse. Proposition 5 makes it easier for politicians to raise taxes on homes, apartment buildings, and businesses. That means higher housing costs and higher prices. Vote no on Proposition 5. Stop the tax increases. Watch the mail for your ballot and vote no on Proposition 5.
Ad paid for by Central Coast Taxpayers Association Issues Committee. No on Prop 5.
When a bank is owned by the community and invests in the community, it answers to a different call. It's personal. It's driven by your needs, not ours. Welcome to American Riviera Bank. Our customers know us for personal service, every day, every way.
You can bank on us.
Bank on us.
Bank on us!
American Riviera Bank. Bank on better.
American Riviera Bank, with branches in San Luis Obispo, San Maria, Paso Robles, and now Atascadero.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance in Templeton. Clouds early, then some sunshine, mid-80s. Some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the low 50s. Clouds and sunshine, mid-80s Tuesday, low 80s Wednesday, Thursday, mid to upper 70s. Same Friday, upper 70s Saturday, Sunday, low 80s and low 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 6. Up and down we go. 7:09 a.m., 6:29 p.m. We're at, I'm not believing 56. Seems a little chillier than that, but that's what it says. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt, 105 South Main Street in Templeton.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. Their expanded location in the Oaks Plaza near the Guest House Grill at Tascadero. As we check in to see what varmints may be out there in the highways and byways and get them where they need to be, home, safe, and sound. Well, there's nothing to report on the world-famous Pet Alert, but I do have this little ditty for you, that ostriches have the largest eyes of any land animal. Each eye can be up to 2 inches in diameter, larger than its brain. providing excellent vision. The largest land animal. Would Marty Feldman be considered a land animal?
I think he was.
Okay, yeah. Well, his had to be bigger. Or what was it, Banjo Eyes? Eddie Cantor?
Eddie Cantor, yeah.
Eddie Cantor, someone out there. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, except today the office is closed because of Indigenous People Day. 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. That's your one-stop shop for guns, ammo, archery, education, gunsmithing, all under one roof. By the way, I forgot to mention, there's no sound off this afternoon, but I got a couple of specials. One is easy to figure out. It's Music City. Music City, and the other is about a lady who influenced, who she influenced. Little Richard, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Chuck Berry, Elvis, Jerry Lee, and when she did a tour of Great Britain in the mid-60s, Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, and Keith Richards, one of the great guitarists, the godmother of soul, or the grandmother of soul, rock and soul, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Uh-huh. An amazing story coming up this afternoon as we move along. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. They're open for breakfast and lunch every single day. You're qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, this has been adjusted to, you know, today, whatever that means, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
All right. Now, according to this, what actor has sold the most movie tickets at the box office of all time?
You mean they worked at a movie theater and sold tickets?
Why don't you go back to Colorado? Look for that uniform that you used to wear.
It wouldn't fit nowadays.
Well, yeah, well.
A lot more Chad than there was back then. A lot.
And we're thankful for that very much, Chad, too. So what actors, it says actors, has sold the most movie tickets at the box office of all time? All time. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Literally. No problem.
Is a hint coming our way?
A hint. Well, I guess he's known. I never cared for him, but that doesn't mean anything.
No. No, you don't care for many people.
And that list continues to grow, Chad.
And I'm quickly becoming penciled in.
Well, I'll just say this. I think most people are going to remember him for only one movie.
Wow. Okay.
I think.
Wow.
238-5775. So who do you think that person is? Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Gregory Peck.
No, but I thought I saw him on the list. He's not on. Oh, yes, he is. He's number 10. Hi, good morning.
Clint Eastwood.
No, not Clint Eastwood. This is box office sales, and I think you might take into consideration of the times or generation, whatever I'm trying to say. Hi, good morning.
Samuel Jackson.
No, but he's made the most money.
Oh.
He's made the most money. His really? Films, the films that he's been in, have generated the most money. Well, I'll let you know when we get back.
This KPRL local news update is being brought to you by Steve Schmidt's Topsoil on Ramada Drive. An Atascadero man sentenced to prison for child sex crimes. The Templeton CSD considering increasing impact fees. And the League of Women Voters is holding a Paso School Board Candidates Forum tonight. I'll have these stories and more after the top of the hour. Weather, areas of morning fog becoming mostly sunny by this afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s. It's 58 degrees. This local news update on KPRL has been brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right, this is ticket sales. Clark Gable, John Wayne, Bing Crosby, who's all his movies stunk, James Stewart, a lot better than Crosby, Cary Grant, Spencer Tracy, Gary Cooper, Mickey Rooney.
Well, he was hot back in the day.
I know. Harrison Ford, and then Gregory Peck. So... that's it. James Stewart was his movie's a lot better than Bing Crosby and Clark Gable's, I think.
Yeah.
The Duke is the Duke. I mean, let's not mess with America.
Give dues where they're deserved.
Great. Two more to go this hour, brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's